There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. You are looking live at Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL, and new customers can bet $5 on any team and pocket 200 free bets instantly. Download the app, use code VSiN. When you sign up that easy, VSiN, available to play in select states, got to be 21, DraftKings.com for full details.
Can I get away with a Phil Hartman reference?
No.
No, I can't?
Nah. Too dated.
98, I think.
I made a Spicoli.
What is that, 83, 84?
I made a Spicoli. Why did I do that again? Oh, the Uber
guy.
The McDonald's or whatever came on the floor.
Yeah.
Spicoli ordered pizza during class and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Yeah. What do you have?
Well, first of all, my wife was his nanny for a summer. For a year.
Oh.
How about that story? But I felt like unfrozen caveman lawyer yesterday here in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And we've referenced that before in the past, Paulie. But so for those of you who are old enough to remember SNL, it was a great sketch with Phil Hartman. Sir, I'm just a caveman. I don't get these funny voices coming onto this contraption, whatever, right? So I'm looking and getting a bunch of apps, the Arizona sports books, and checking out what they have to offer. So I decided that you heard some stuff yesterday that rumors were circulating. LeBron got a table. I don't know if this is true or not, but the rumors were out there. LeBron got a table, very popular nightclub in LA last night, in hopes of celebrating him setting the all-time scoring record in the NBA, which is eventually what he did. I heard about that. Again, I'll buy into it, whatever. Some sharp groups are talking about that. So I decided to try to get the bet and get, basically, or the risk-free bet. And I did that, and I put the whole thing on LeBron to go over his point total last night, and it got there. And so we're going to be shopping around a lot today to find out what else we can get our hands on.
I did disagree with some of what Frank B. said at the end of the interview about how to use the bonuses and what's the game plan if you lose? You know, would you just – I know you take the plus price on some of the stuff what Frank recommended, but it's interesting about how do you attack it and what's the game plan if you lose the free bet, and then
right.
What do you do? And then,
so you're saying
– or do you want to lock in a profit right away, and do you use multiple offers and maybe take – I'm going to bet this side. I'll take the Eagles on one. I'll take the Chiefs on another. I'll try to lock in $1,500 profit, depending on what the bonuses are. Some offers right now are $3,000, some are $1,250, some are $15, some are $5.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe
yep.
You want to do a prop. I think some of the – you have to look at the fine print. Some of you can't lay higher than $2. Is that another one too?
I believe that might be one of them, yeah.
So that's what I really wanted to get into and kick around. Randy McKay said the same thing when we talked to him that Frank B. did. I think Randy McKay did futures and also with a nice dog as well.
And I think – that's what others have recommended as well. Maybe Chernoff. I don't want to
Sounds about right.
Okay, so we're in Frank B., who's a pro at this, he said yesterday, again, to like put it on, his idea was a first touchdown score in the NFL. And that way, because it's basically a free bet, and you can put it down on, let's say you put it on Dallas Goedert at 11-1. Okay, you missed that, but then you're going to get $1,000 or whatever that number is as as the free bankroll, then, and you go from there. And then you take it more seriously. The thing is, like, we're only here until Friday. Now, we can, of course, make the drive back over Hoover Dam, which I've done before, and it's about 45 minutes or so to collect. It's all so very easy. I mean, you don't even have to go to a brick and mortar. It doesn't even exist down here. You don't have to go to a brick and mortar like you do in Las Vegas, just on your phone.
Yeah.
You know, what's your name, your date of birth, bam, okay, you're good to go. How much would you like to deposit? What would you like to bet on?
Yeah.
So I bet with the LeBron prop last night. That got there 32.5 is what I decided to go with. Some books were offering, I think, $1.50 plus 150 to go over and break the all-time record. So basically that was a player prop at 35.5, maybe a little bit higher than that. And he got it in the third quarter, by the way, which I would have gotten wrong because I said yesterday maybe you bet the fourth quarter last night and the first quarter in the Bucks game.
I know he's the story, and rightfully so, and we're watching history and what he did, this career he's having. And people are chiming in with the Jordan stuff already. And certainly, I don't how Jordan ended his career. I'm not getting into Washington. But with Chicago, and I can't envision Jordan missing the playoffs. But to me, that's a part of the story, too. It's like, how do you lose that game? You can't lose that game. Where's the help for this guy? Which you could come back and say, well, if Pippen let Jordan down, maybe they would lose the game, too, if Pippen had an Anthony Davis-type performance, what AD did and gave him nothing, and he's in foul trouble. And that bizarre video at the end where he's just sitting down at the end of the game. But to think that this guy, probably the second greatest basketball player ever, in this stint in Los Angeles, could go miss the playoffs three of the first 5 years. It's astonishing to me.
Do you think that is worse than actually the positive of winning a championship, or does winning one championship balance out everything else that happens?
I think you're starting to get in it takes away. Oh, yeah, you think more of, my God, this guy has missed the playoffs,
right?
Maybe three times.
It's a bad look.
When you made that trade, you were thinking multiple titles and AD would lead to other superstars, and they weren't on the Kawhi Leonard sweepstakes.
Yeah.
There was the thought they were going to get him too.
But is he to blame for this? Yeah, at least a little bit, right? It's poor roster construction. I'm watching the game again last night, and it's just like...
Well, for Westbrook, yeah. Some of the other stuff, I don't know. But it all started with the acquisition of Westbrook. I mean, they should have grabbed Buddy Hield and yeah, I also probably thought they were close to get Kyrie. It was going to work out for him. But that still can happen in the summer, but it's not going to happen this year. So who knows what's next, and it's a very important deadline tomorrow.
I've heard people poo-poo the idea that Josiah, the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, actually said, no, I don't want to go into business with the Lakers. People, like NBA media people, have said, no, that really didn't happen. And to go back to what Zach Lowe said on his podcast, and others have now said...
I think it did.
Maybe they're wrong.
Okay. All right.
But I trust more into the angle that Zach Lowe brought up, and that is the Lakers just don't have a lot of players that other teams consider desirable. And that's a huge problem.
How about they never make the Anthony Davis trade? Do they still have Ball, Kuzma, Caruso, Ingram? All those pieces. Magic doesn't get rid of Zubac.
It's fun to think about.
I mean, they're better off. You put all the Ingram's a hell of a player, and again, some of these guys really took off and improved once they left Los Angeles.
Lonzo Ball still get hurt?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Ingram, like you said, Randall turned into a hell of a ball player. D'Angelo Russell was on the team. I know people
He's nothing though. Yeah.
You kind of get the point here. We're talking about four or five guys that maybe could have been on this team, and it's funny the way that worked, right? Wasn't David Thorpe all about that before? Who's been on the show many, many times? Great on the NBA. Said, "Huh, isn't that funny? The Lakers draft all these young players. They can't develop them, but the second they leave, watch out, they explode." I mean, Ingram, didn't he win Most Improved Player? Randall, same thing. The guys exploded when they went to a new team.
Yeah.
Anyway, so some of the bets. Here's LeBron, and again, this was on the betting board at a couple of spots last night. Who is he going to thank first? LeBron's speech after setting the all-time record.
To my beautiful wife, my daughter, my two boys, my friends, My boys, my family, my mother, all my, man, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years, I just want to say I thank you so much, because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever in a million years dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So, man, thank you guys.
That was the tail end of it. He actually thanked the Lakers faithful and Kareem
right
first.
Bat. Yeah, right off the bat.
That was 14-1.
He lived up. He exceeded the expectations and the hype. Whether it's Justin Bieber, Bryce Harper, but to be on Sports Illustrated, the cover at that age, and you dubbed the chosen one?
Yeah.
And you know how things are now. It's like, it's ridiculous. I'm sick of the people. But he exceeded the expectations, became one of the greatest ever, right there in the MJ discussion, the career he had. And it's still going strong. Again, he scored 30 points, 10 of the last 17. Now, what do they do with the deadline? They're 5 games under 500. Can Pelinka and Genie get together and say, well, you never know. We get in the playoffs, anything is possible. Can they get a Bogdanovich or DeRozan or whatever? But to be on the cover of SI at that age and to live up to chosen one, the hype, and to play like this and do it this long, incredible.
Yep.
You nailed it too earlier. No help in Cleveland. Couldn't get anyone to come in there and play with them.
No, my God, for the first, whatever it was, seven,
right.
8 years.
Worked out too. Going to Miami was a great move. He also realized what he wanted was the impossible. He wanted everyone to like him. Impossible.
Yeah.
And it worked out for him. Once he got rings in Miami, it kind of changed what people thought of him as well. And
well, that decision, people will hate him for that forever.
I'm saying going to Miami.
Yeah.
But how he did it, I'm with you on that. But
do you think it's more special if he never left Cleveland and he did this as a part of the Cavaliers organization? If he stayed there, hometown kid, grew up there. Drafted number one overall. It doesn't matter.
He did it the right way. He did the do-over. He went back and won it there.
I'm saying to set the all-time scoring record. If he never went anywhere else, or not that big of a deal. I know the Stars came out last night. No Jack though.
I don't think he's been to a game in 5 years. I know he's up there in age.
85 years old now.
Must not be doing well. I know. It's been a long time since I've seen Jack at a game.
Yeah.
I know.
Kobe would have been there last night. No doubt about
it. Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. That dude would have led the NBA in scoring last year if he played enough games.
Yeah. I know. I know. That's the thing about...
Where's the wear and tear?
I know, but that's... How many years does he have left? He can't go out like this. You got... Little help. Something. Yeah. Davis, quit breaking down. Give me something out of AD. Come on.
Does he finish his career as a Laker?
I don't know. Well, I know he talks about playing with Bronny. Where will that be?
Yeah.
I know
he'll stick around for that for sure.
I'm sure he thought help was coming when he signed the extension too, and hopefully it's on its way tomorrow.
We'll recap more betting action from last night and win some, lose some coming up next live in Phoenix for the Super Bowl. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
he says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Paulie Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, great job with all the props. Let's run it down. All LeBron to break the record, plus 250. Who will he thank first? Others was 14-1. He thanked the Laker faithful right away. What quarter will he break the record? Third quarter was 5-1. Now that was going in about just what quarter period, right? And because he thought maybe he probably gets it against Milwaukee Thursday. And then it was also offered 14-1. Will he break it in the third quarter of last night's game? And he got there.
I also thought the Sky Hook could make an appearance last night.
Okay, so how about the video before the in warm-ups, right? And then there was an article that his team has thought this out weeks in advance, and they were kicking that around too about when will he break it? What, look at the schedule and then the skyhook element.
Yeah, so that was going back a couple of weeks ago. He was really working on the skyhook, and then Shaq during the broadcast last night too, he said, first of all, I wish this was me. I want to break the record, but great for LeBron. And he goes, he absolutely will. He will try to go to the skyhook at some point to acknowledge Kareem.
Yeah.
And then you can make the case that actually LeBron was going to go for the skyhook before he set the all-time record, but OKC maybe recognized it and he didn't pull it off. That would have been, I would have retired at that point. That would have been the best call. I brought that up two, 3 weeks ago on the show.
Yeah.
Come on.
And the Milwaukee angle on Thursday. Will the assist on the record-breaking bucket, who will have the assist on the record-breaking bucket? Westbrook plus 350. And will there be an assist on the bucket? Yes, minus 140. But Westbrook gets there. What kind of shot will he break the record? Two-point shot, minus 170. How long will the game be delayed if he breaks the record? Well over 4.5 minutes. Stealing. Ice cream there, right? Thunder money line, plus 240. Oh, by the way, you might want to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
God, you had to have it. Favorites last night in the NBA went 5-1 straight up. In the early game with the Nets, Booker to score the first basket was 5-1. Jackson had 5 blocks again at home for Memphis. He also had 5 fouls again.
He did. That's a very common occurrence with him.
That prop at home continues to cash. And the hockey angle, the trends with the hockey, 2-1 last night. But the loser, the big favorites with this team with the rest, play against the team with the rest against a team that's played. Tampa loses, blows a 2-goal lead. Sharks plus 190.
I got to say, great call by Jeff Davis yesterday. He said the price was too high. And the market also felt the same exact way. Sharks got there.
Yeah. So there's a lot of them on Saturday. We'll run down that later. Coming up at 2-1 so far. Lose some Suns from 4.5 up to 7.5. They won by 4. Hawks Pelicans over 234 up to 237. No good. 116-107. Nuggets T-Wolves under 236 down to 232. No way. Not even close.
Did you see this? Joker had a triple-double in 18 minutes last night.
No, he's messing around now. Yeah.
What?
I'll try this. I'll go out there. I'll try this. I'll try to get everyone involved. Now I'll go off early. I'll try to get the triple-double as early as possible. Right. It's always attacking it now. He's that good. The game's boring to him.
It is.
Arkansas, Kentucky under 140.5 down to 136. Also not even close, 88-73. Subscribe, be part of the show, VSiN.com, VSiN Pro. Watch the show live, VSiN.com. We hit every demo here. You want to see these tweets and videos. I have this definitely under Lose Some. You're out on a safari here? What? Okay. You're in the car? Oh, there's the lion. One problem. Opens the door. Oh, no. I hope it ends well. And then the video stops. The lion opens up the car door with its mouth. He's coming. Hello, peekaboo. Yeah.
I got to tell you, don't like that scenario for me.
I don't think that's... Oh, it's a Lose Some.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, God. It's like Jurassic Park. Are we safe in here? Yeah, unless they open doors.
And he's like, what is this thing off the door? Let me try a bite of this real quick. Oh, that opens the door? Okay, great.
He opens it, no problem, right? This is great. I put this under lose some too because it just, I love this video. And it's, you see the dog with the treat? Give me paw. Can you give me paw? Now look at the retriever in the back coming with the Jedi mind to put, come on, do it. See, it's not hard. Give me paw. And the dog can't do it.
I hear you. I want the treat.
Right. And this, look at the retriever behind him. Just put it up. Put the paw up. It's easy. Here. He's asking you to do this. He's trying to do the Jedi mind trick on him, and the dog can't do it. Give me paw. Give me paw. Can't do it. But the retriever behind him, put it up. See? Do this. Put it up. Can't do it. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more. BetRivers.com. There you go. Great job to the crew. We mentioned Cam Thomas earlier with that tweet. I mean, he hadn't played 30 minutes in a game. Last three games, he goes 43, 44, and 47. My God, this run for Thomas. And going back to the list from 78, from 1979, guys that have had back-to-back-to-back 30-point games. It's not a long list, but now 40-point games, excuse me. Now Thomas is on that list. Ben Simmons, 2 points in 26.
Surprise, surprise.
This is ridiculous. He got worse. He did.
I got to look at the overall numbers. He was 50. Really bad.
In Philly, he averaged 14, 15 a game.
Well, are you talking about like compared to last year or when he was at his peak? Yeah, then he certainly got worse.
Well, how it ended in Philly and then you play all these minutes. You got to be able to score 10 points a game and do some 2 points in 26 minutes and making, I think he's there on the hook. I think he gets $40 million the next 3 years. A year?
Yeah.
A year?
That's why he was untradeable, because the other team that would do the deal for him, it would have to be at least a two-year, $80 million deal. No, again, according to sources, Paulie, zero. No kidding. This is according to Joe down at the gas station. Ben Simmons has zero trade value.
Yeah.
No kidding. By the way, So here's the photo. I referenced this earlier with LeBron's big night last night. This is 2001. We found this photo. Look at that photo.
No.
That's my buddy John Hansen, and we picked up that SI was released that day. We got it at the gas station, and LeBron was in town playing AAU basketball in Las Vegas, and we went over to watch one. They were guarding him 5-on-1. Never seen it before in my entire life. When he was bringing the ball up to court, the other team was 5-on-1 guarding him. So if he didn't, and he was, you could tell when he was 16,
the passing.
This dude is going to be Magic Johnson with passing, with the passing skills of Magic. It was so good. They lost the game outright. 16-year-old kids are walking up to LeBron that he just lost to, asking for his autograph. I went to go ask for an interview. Nah, no chance. Get out of here. Hmm. But that's 2001 with that photo.
My God. That is awesome.
Look at the fat face.
Yeah. Portly fellow.
Yeah.
Nah, you're all right.
Yep.
It's good. The other thing, too, with the hockey. The hockey went 2-1. And there's seven teams that fit the criteria Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
How about that? The big one goes down. Tampa. Right? Although, great call by Jeff Davis. Vancouver plays tonight.
Okay.
Vancouver on the road tonight.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Yep,
all right. We also wanted to play this for you. As our friends at Altitude Sports Radio in Denver caught up with Terry Bradshaw, and they asked him about his former colleague, Sean Payton, taking the Denver Broncos job.
Hey, we're from Denver.
Yeah.
Your coworker.
I'm so mad at him.
Why? Come on, we all saw this coming. When did you know?
I knew maybe, perhaps. Sean knew. We hung with him.
Yes.
We drank beer. He drank my whiskey. And we would talk, and he would talk. And I'd say, well, you can't go to Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's the NFC South. You can't go to Houston. They don't have a quarterback down there. You don't want to be in Houston. Where else could he have gone?
Arizona.
Arizona, no. No, that quarterback. He don't want to work with that quarterback.
But he'd rather work with Russ?
I don't think so. But you know what? That's all he's got.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
he's got no choice. But I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
He'll get the most out of him.
All right. Okay, so
I agree.
They knew. He knew.
Yep. I agree. Well, he also had the orange tie on the set that he had on Championship Sunday. He had that too. How about how he shut down the Russ stuff right away? That's foreign to me. his own people coming in, his own coaches and stuff.
Not right,
that's not happening here.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Sean, I went back and looked. I took a screen grab of the odds. He was around plus 350 at one point to get the Broncos job. And now, by the way, DraftKings, they are offering, they reposted Aaron Rodgers' next team. So the Raiders, what was it?
It was $5 the other day.
Now it's minus 390.
What are the Raiders. What are the Jets? What are the Packers?
Yeah, Packers are 3-1. Jets are 6-1. The Jets keep on slipping.
They're 6?
6-1 all of a sudden.
What was the Sauce Gardner comment? I know something about something. That was his line?
Oh, I didn't see that.
You missed it? I know something about something, he said?
He was talking trash, I know, to CeeDee Lamb, I think, in the Pro Bowl or whatever that was. That was over the weekend.
Wow. Jets, okay.
Buccaneers are 15-1. Can you imagine if he went to Washington? They're 20-1.
Yep.
But the Raiders now minus 390. Up next, Billy Walters, one of the best, if not the best, sports bettors in history, sat down with Brent Musburger. He hinted at who he likes in the Super Bowl. Find out which team it is coming up next.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard, live from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Ready to go Sunday, BetRivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be. Tons of specials, same game parlay, bet and get, live bet and get, football squares game, going up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their squares game. Place $10 or more on qualifying bets. You get a square on the house, great house specials, qualifying offers, eligible bonus restrictions, full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3-1 odds.
Nope.
5-1.
Nope.
10-1. You're on.
Here we go, Paulie, with the in-pocket plays. I have nothing as of right now. I'm going to monkey around today on all of these new sports books that are available to us in the Phoenix area.
Good college card tonight.
And see what I can find. Yeah, and I'm going to take advantage. I did it. I only had time to do it at one book yesterday. I'm going to spend a lot of time today checking out these bonuses and add some maybe future bets. But here's what I have pending in the Super Bowl. Shortest touchdown under 1.5 yards. I laid minus 160 on that yesterday.
That's a winner.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. Hit the cash out button.
God.
That's a good bet. I made the same bet.
The worst.
Get out of here.
Kyrie Irving here.
I do a show with Kyrie Irving. Oh, my God.
The first touchdown score, jersey number over 11.5 plus 110.
That's a loser.
What a jackass.
There you go.
What do you think about this one? Opening kickoff touchback, no, plus 155.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, good
cash
bet.
It?
Yeah.
Kenneth Gainwell over 10.5 receiving yards.
Mm-hmm.
And I did bet Kenneth Gainwell anytime touchdown at plus 350 and added some more at plus 375.
You taking the 17-1 most rushing yards? You going MVP? How nuts you get?
I did go MVP. I grabbed him at 200-1 for a little bit.
Okay.
That's just, you know, to be entertained and he happens to pop off like he did against the Giants and maybe I have.
Pop
know,
off.
Yeah.
All right. I got a hound's breakfast. Got a lot of stuff here. Coming in every day. It'll be a 2-point attempt. Yes, plus 105. Mahomes' first pass incomplete. Yes, plus 185. Hurts' pass incomplete. Yes, plus 175. The Andy Isco special. Let's get one. Win some cash. Maybe get lucky. Go 2-0. Missed extra point. Plus 355. First touchdown of the game. Non-passing. Plus 145. Drive starts inside the 5-yard line. No, minus 110. In pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown. Oh, no. More time of possession. The Eagles, minus 145. Under 5.5 sacks, under 1.5 interceptions, over 1.5 fourth down conversions. BTTS. A lot of people have been asking me about this. It's popular. I think it's a good bet. It's 6-1. Will both teams score in every quarter? It said, William Hill and circa. Maybe more, but I know where we're at. And where we operate, Nevada, it's at Will Hill and Circa. That's 6-1. And over 2.5 players to attempt a pass, plus 135. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern. BetRivers.com. You can find every pick mentioned by every host and guest at VSiN.com/picks.
You know what we're going to have next year? If there's a book that doesn't offer it already, you will be able to bet on an individual player to throw a pass.
Each guy? Yes,
so,
no?
So take your pick.
Yeah.
Will Quez Watkins throw a pass?
Okay.
And put it at 85-1 or whatever the number is going to be. And you, that's kind of like the first player to have a turnover. That's creative.
There was a good video making the rounds I saw that the chief special teams coach, who's a great resume, even though it hasn't worked out this year from the special team standpoint, he was the guy with the Bears, with the Hester, that trickeration with the Hester thing. He said he's always kept that in his back pocket, that play. Remember they did it against Green Bay?
No, made the rounds yesterday, actually.
Yeah. I saw it too. Right. And he says it wasn't a penalty. The official knows he got it wrong. He said it right after it happened. It was brilliant. Where they faked, like, where the ball was going to one side on a punt. And the Bear guy just filled the punt, and he housed it. No one touched him.
Nobody was even close to him.
And he said, he's like, I still got that one filed away. He's like, I haven't forgot about that. And it was, you never know. Mm. You never know what you can see on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see ring around the rosy.
Yeah.
But we will see the Chiefs do something that's, you know how they... They've done that before where they line up and then like three guys in the backfield, including Mahomes, they all spin or whatever.
The 360.
So they will do something a little odd, I think, against the Eagles for sure.
I'm with you.
Billy Walters, who many people call the Michael Jordan of sports betting after last night, we'll call him the LeBron James of sports betting. He reveals what's in his upcoming tell-all book in a one-hour special. That's Thursday right here on VSiN, the sports betting network. The godfather himself, Brett Musburger, sat down with Walters this week to discuss his life growing up in Kentucky, his move out to Vegas, how he rose to fame as Vegas' most feared sports bettor, his relationship with Phil Mickelson, his time in prison, and much more. And here is a sneak peek of that interview. Again, Thursday, 9 Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on VSiN, as Brent asked Billy how he is betting and who he likes Sunday in the Super Bowl.
Billy, I'm waiting for you to speak out so I can make my wager. Who do you like on the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs?
I'm not trying to play the role of a politician here, but I'm not done with my work yet. There's some injury information that I've got to get a little bit better handle on, and I'm waiting for some line movement too, so I got to get some injury information cleaned up a little bit, and then we'll see what the line is. And I'm probably going to be leaning, everything works out just right, maybe leaning a little bit toward Kansas City, but I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to bet on Kansas City yet. There's a lot of things that I'll have to get figured out between now and then. It'll probably be Kansas City or nothing.
Well, you have mentioned to me before the importance of information, and there are some injury situations on the Chiefs, especially with regard to the receivers, and I'm guessing that's what you're waiting to hear.
100%, and I believe those receivers are going to play, but okay, how injured are they? How effective are they going to be? That's the next thing you got to figure out. Not just whether they're going to play or not; it's how much are they going to be able to contribute or lack of.
Are you surprised that when the line opened, Chiefs as a slight favorite, that it flipped almost immediately to the Eagles around the country?
Actually, not at all. In watching the last two games, I mean, Kansas City finished the game. They looked like, whatever they had, they left it all there. There's no question about that. They had basically no starting receivers left to throw the ball to. You know, Patrick Mahomes was limping around, and Kelce looked like he was completely depleted. So I think anybody who watched that game realized that if there had been another quarter, you would probably have had a different winner. And on Philadelphia, on the other hand, they won a game handily. They look very, very good. They look extremely healthy. And I'm surprised the game isn't 3, to be honest with you. I'm very surprised.
Okay, so that's clearly what he's waiting for. This would be absolutely classic Billy Walters. I'm hoping for this almost kind of. Email, ftm@vsin.com. This is the part I'm talking about from Terry. Are we concerned that Billy Walters' comments are giving, or is he giving the perennial, quote, head fake?
Head fake. The Billy Walters head fake, absolutely.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny that what he said right there, he's like, I'm not being a politician. I'm not done with my work yet. I'm going to be betting more. That's pretty much what Frank B. told us yesterday, right? Pro sports better, when he said he's about halfway done, probably. This was Tuesday morning, bright and early, when he said, no, I still got a lot of work to do yet. A lot of props to get at. So.
I believe he's telling the truth to Brent, but we know in the past what he's done. He used to do that all the time, especially he bet at the Westgate. For years, he bet something early in the week and then come back right before kickoff and pound the other side.
Sure. Big.
Get the number one he wants, dummy up the line, and bam, lay it in on you.
That's
an art. That's a whole. I mean, Alan Boston's big at that, too. It's a whole breakdown of that. It's a part of this, you know, being a genius and doing this, about doing stuff early, right when the lines come out with the openers, and give them the head fake.
Yep. I talked to Boston about 45 minutes when college basketball first started this year, and he was just going on and on and on about how you don't. You need to spread it out. You need to be smart about it. You can't let them know which side that you're on with the fakes. And it was really, I mean, Boston's as good as it gets, you know, with college basketball, and he's dynamite with that stuff. Has been for, you know, 40 years or whatever. So it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We are live at Media Row in Phoenix, the site of this year's Super Bowl. And we're here tomorrow and Friday as well. And several other shows are out here on set, broadcasting live this week as well. Ross Tucker is going to join the program coming up next. His final prediction on the game. Does he agree with Billy, or is he on the other side? We'll ask him about that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard, live from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57 on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you bet on the big game, check out VSiN's Big Game Betting Guide today. The Big Game Betting Guide has favorite prop bets, picks, and best bets from every host and guest. You'll find out who Brent Musburger likes in the game as well to get the guide and all. Everything VSiN has to offer. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Intro offer of only $9.99. VSiN.com/subscribe. By the way, Vancouver tonight on the road. Goal in the first 10. 25-1 on the season Vancouver on the road tonight. Let's go. Keep it going.
So you're telling me that's pretty strong then?
Not bad trend.
Yeah, pretty good throughout the entire year. Okay, let's close strong on day one here in Phoenix, site of the Super Bowl. Ross Tucker joins the program, played in the league for a long time. Great analyst, has a couple of podcasts, including the Even Money podcast. He's on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL. It's great to meet you in person. How are you?
It is awesome to see you guys in person, and we will finish strong unless you ask me about Vancouver. As long as we're talking Super Bowl, I'm good. As long as we're not talking NHL.
So we just played a soundbite from Billy Walters, who is arguably the best sports bettor ever, and he was making his case. First of all, he said that he's surprised Philly is not favored by three right now, but he's waiting for more injury information on the KC receivers because, as he hinted at with Brent Musburger, he actually likes the Chiefs in the game. Okay, it's Wednesday. I'm sure you've made up your mind on which side now overall where you want to come in at here. Would you agree with that, or do you think it's going to be an Eagles Super Bowl victory?
Well, so first of all, it sounds like Kadarius Toney and Juju Smith-Schuster have both practiced the last couple days. It seems like they're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge news for the Chiefs to have both those guys, especially with no Mecole Hardman. This is a tough one for me. I think it's lined correctly in every way. I think it's kind of like a 27-24 game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Eagles have the best team. What I struggle with is if it's a close game late, we've all seen Mahomes so many times make the critical play late in a big game for the Chiefs to win. We really haven't seen Hurts do that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean he can't do it. We just haven't seen him do it. So part of me has been leaning to Kansas City because of the close game Mahomes factor. Why I ultimately side with the Eagles is, man, they got the best O-line and D-line. And historically, what I just said about Mahomes and close game late, that really hasn't played out that way. You know, when's the last time an MVP's team won the Super Bowl? Was it Kurt Warner?
Yeah, it is.
Like in 99?
Yeah.
It just doesn't. Now, I don't know. Do you guys look at that and think, because he's going to win the MVP tomorrow night, do you look at that and think, well, that's a trend that you continue? Or part of me always thinks, wow, they're due. They're due for the MVP to actually win the Super Bowl. So anyway, I like the Eagles 27-24 in a very close competitive game. The other thing, I always think about like different outcomes, like different possibilities.
Yeah.
There is no possibility in my mind that the Chiefs run away with this game. None. I just can't see that happening. If the Chiefs win, it's a close game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Eagles can win a close game. But there is the possibility that I don't like the Chiefs' depth on the defensive line. And I think there's a real possibility that the Eagles pound them, wear them down. The Eagles beat up the Niners.
Yeah.
I mean, they were throwing Bosa to the ground. They were knocking those guys back. So if any team is able to win by two scores, I think it's the Eagles. So out of the different potential outcomes, Eagles by two scores, Eagles close, Chiefs close, two of those three outcomes are the Eagles. So I lean Eagles, but I can see why the line is only 1.5.
Okay. I picked them by 4. I think the O-line and D-line will be the difference. Are you concerned about the health of Hurts? And since, is he 80%? Is he 70%? And what would you do if you're Spags?
So I don't know if it's health or performance, but I am concerned about the performance of Hurts. So I don't know how much of it, Paulie, is he didn't play that well the last couple weeks because of the shoulder, or maybe he just didn't play that well. It doesn't really matter, right? Like one way or the other, his performance is what it is. I am concerned about that. And if you're Spags, I know what I would do. I would load the box. I would play man-to-man on the outside. And I would force Hurts, who, by the way, was very good this year, on go balls deep down the sideline. I would take my chances that way, and I would make Jalen Hurts beat me. Don't let them run you over. You can't let it happen. If Hurts has a great day and he's connecting on those throws and they get big plays, you tip your cap and you say, okay, he didn't play that well against the Niners. I mean, Hurts missed some throws. He didn't play that well. I think if you're Kansas City, even though he's going to be one of the two or three best guys for the MVP, you make Jalen Hurts prove he can beat you with his arm.
I'm wondering what this point spread would be if the Chiefs had any other quarterback in football other than Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen, you name any of them, right? I think it's going to be 3 minimum for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he's not only the best player on the planet, I don't think it's like by a small margin. Whoever you think is number two guy, Joe Burrow, whatever.
There's a gap.
There is a gap.
Pretty significant gap.
I mean, Mahomes is just fantastic. But that D-line for the Eagles and, you know, the tackles for the Chiefs can be had. They're two of the four worst in terms of pressures allowed this year. So, conversely, you asked me what I would do if I was Spags.
Yeah.
I'm loading up against the run, and I'm forcing Hurts to complete passes down the field on the outside. If I'm the Eagles, I am doing whatever I can to take away Mahomes' first read. I am not letting him get rid of the ball quickly. The longer he holds the ball, the better chance that he has to move around, which isn't good for his ankle, the better chance that the D-line can get there. You know, you can't let Mahomes just throw it to Kelce, throw it to the running back, and dink and dunk you up and down the field, which, by the way, Jonathan Gannon allowed that several times last year. I mean, there was three or four games where guys completed 80% of their passes against the Eagles playing softer zone coverage. I just don't see them doing that because I think the Chiefs receivers don't really scare them. And also, he's got much better cover guys than he had last year. The flip side is the Eagles haven't gone against one of these top quarterbacks, really.
Huh.
I mean, I guess who's the best quarterback they've gone against?
Dak?
Yeah. Dak. I mean, it's probably the best quarterback. And by the way, the Cowboys scored 40 points in that game.
Yeah. That gave him fits in that game. Have you looked at the props? Who goes off for Phil? Is it a Sanders game? Do they mix in Gainwell? Does Brown have a big game?
Well, it's interesting because on the Even Money, my Even Money betting podcast, Steve Fezzik liked the over 13.5 carries for Miles Sanders and felt like the Eagles kind of were resting him in the second half against the Niners. I don't see it that way. I think Gainwell's played really well.
Okay.
And so I'll give you some props I like.
Yeah.
I like the over 8.5 yards for Boston Scott. I mean, that's probably might be one run. You know, I think he'll get a couple carries. I like, if it's still at 6.5, I like the over 6.5 Kelce receptions. I mean, there is no scenario in my mind where the Chiefs win or even stay close if Kelce's not catching at least 7-8 balls, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's probably my favorite prop. That's who they're gonna throw to. And no matter what the Eagles do to try to stop him, he's gonna be able to get it. He is right now the most unstoppable force on the offensive side of the ball in the NFL. The Jaguars talked all week about stopping him, and he had 14 catches. That's all they talked about all week was we gotta be able to stop Travis Kelce, and he has 14 catches. You know, they let him do almost whatever he wants. I mean, he goes out there and just find space.
Yeah.
And he and Mahomes are on the same page. So that's the prop I like the most. I kind of like the under on Hurts passing yards.
So do I.
I think that they are going to try to run the ball and pound them. And I just don't think – I mean, Hurts, what did he have the last couple games? Less than 200, right?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going over 239 or 240, whatever that number's at.
What your breakdown, though, on Spags loading the box, what if that works? And then the Eagles aren't running the football in this game. And then it turns into, well, Hurts now needs to – this could be a Goddard game because the Chiefs are not great at guarding the tight end.
Right.
It could be a dual tight end game, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. If Hurts has over 240 yards passing, I don't know if that's a great thing Eagles.
Probably not.
You know, that might mean that they're behind and that they're trying to come from behind. So I like the under on Hurts, and I like the over on Kelce. Those are my favorites.
Yeah. Okay, so you can follow him on Twitter. He's at Ross Tucker NFL. Again, the podcast is called the Even Money Podcast. And what do we have? It's 6 days away, Valentine's Day, from my frontpagestory.com.
It's not too late. Now, listen, I don't know if you're actually going to get it sent to you.
You can try.
By the time. But here's what I like about it. Order it now. Go to myfrontpagestory.com. Order the best Valentine's Day gift ever right now. Worst case scenario, you show them that you made the order, and you tell them, it's not here yet, but I have a story being written all about you. Like the anticipation. Imagine telling your wife that the gift you got her is a story written all about her. She's going to be counting down the seconds until she gets that thing sent to her in the mail.
Well played.
Yeah.
Strong. Great to meet you.
Yeah,
Great to see you guys. Great show. I love being on.
Have a great week down here in Phoenix.
Yeah, you too.
There you go. We're back tomorrow at 7 Eastern live in Phoenix from Media Row. Good luck with your bets tonight. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.